Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Come on, rookie. Is that all you got? You're boxing like glyphosate. Mix it up, why don't you? Show me some combinations. Add some prepare to that glyphosate.
Yo, coach.
Add muscle to your glyphosate burndown with Prepare herbicide. Prepare enhances broadleaf control and adds residual control of grassy weeds like wild oats and green foxtail that can rob yields. Ask your retailer about Prepare.
Oh, and Prepare packs a powerful punch.
Always read and follow label directions.
She's the tough lady of new hard red winter wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, another outstanding variety developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee has the built-in genetic potential to score big on yields. And with her endurance heritage, Ruby Lee holds up great to cattle grazing. And Ruby Lee is considered the crown jewel when it comes to putting yield ability and bread baking quality into one variety. To learn more about Ruby Lee and other OSU developed varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
A good general rain hitting Oklahoma and the surrounding states here in the middle part of July. Cooler temperatures allowing those rains to kind of get into the soil before being evaporated away. Some of the rainfall highlights, 4.7 inches of rain at Altus. They really needed it. 3.5 inches of rain at Durant, over 3 inches at Broken Bow, 3.5 inches of rain at Red Rock, 3 inches at Ada, over 3 inches in central Oklahoma in the Oklahoma County area. And the list goes on and on. Good rainfall amounts, cooler temperatures for a day or so before summertime returns. Definitely good news for a lot of our spring planted crops. Where we really needed the rain this spring was in wheat and canola country. Didn't get it, of course, and as a result, a stressed small crop, maybe a half to a third of a normal crop for the winter wheat producers. One thing that we did get where we harvested wheat, especially early before the rains came, high protein. According to Dr. Kim Anderson of Oklahoma State University Extension Grain Market Economist, the high protein actually may be a problem.
Talked to one miller and he said protein may average 14%. The catch 22 or the problem is that it's too high for a good milling, bread milling quality product. And he said that they've got about 60 to 90 days supply. And in that time period, they're going to have to figure out how to handle this high protein wheat. They may have to blend it maybe with lower protein, soft red winter wheat, or find some lower hard red winter wheat proteins. You know, the hard red winter wheat protein may be as high as the hard spring wheat's protein, and that can substitute. We talked about the foreign crops, but that hard red spring can substitute for our hard red winter wheat, negative for hard red winter wheat prices.
Wheat market guru Dr. Kim Anderson talking on this weekend's Sun Up program. You can catch Dr. Anderson's full comments, his audio comments, on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, ahead of the Sun Up program that'll be seen this weekend on OETA. Now, before you know it, the planting window for winter canola will be wide open in early September. Josh Bashong, Extension Canola Specialist for the state of Oklahoma, says one advantage that a lot of canola producers have got this year versus last, several more counties now eligible for just regular sign-up for crop insurance. That can net thousands of extra acres planted in canola this year.
It is a big factor that directly relates to what kind of acres we have. So having five more program counties added this year, 50% increase in what we had. We had 10, now we have 15. It's really going to be beneficial for a lot of producers that's been wanting to grow it, that's had issues with written agreements.
Canola industry experts say as many as 100,000 acres were not planted in canola last fall because of the written agreement fiasco with the federal government. You've got farm news on Ron.
Did you know your checkoff is sharing the benefits of beef with millennials? Did you know your beef checkoff helped get 6 extra lean cuts certified by the American Heart Association? Did you know your checkoff is helping us set new U.S. beef export records? While you manage your operation, your beef checkoff is working hard to keep beef top of mind with consumers. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing the facts at mybeefcheckoff.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.